Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Sweat and tears can only mean one thing. It's training camp time. See you soon.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz.
Such a throwback.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Ashanti. I can't believe they played this. When I heard the beat come in, I was like, oh, they did not play Ashanti right now.
She's overdue for a comeback. Let's make it happen soon.
Hopefully. I mean, her and Ja Rule are going to make a joint album. I love this song. Well, guys, welcome back to Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders After Buzz. And this is episode 4. And we are so excited. I mean, they're at training camp, and what more can you ask for? I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and to my left, I have these two lovely ladies.
Hey, guys. Julana D's on here.
And I'm Stefan Chase. Hi, guys.
Make sure to get involved and chat with us and watch, ask us questions or whatever you like. And later on, we have some tips on how to get summer ready.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So overall, what were your overall thoughts on this episode today?
I feel like this episode wasn't very dramatic as in the past. It was more just like, okay, these are the things we're doing. Reality's kind of setting in now. Like, everyone's gotten used to the fact that they made it to training camp, and we'll just see what happens now. Now's the time that they have to really put in some work.
Got a little emotional with this one, guys. I mean, for the first time, I'm seeing some of my favorites starting to doubt themselves. So it was a little emotional, but a fun episode still.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was pretty good. It wasn't as dramatic as I wanted to be, as far as the drama. They didn't cut anyone, so that wasn't... The cuts are
all cut anybody. They didn't like this
episode. They didn't cut anyone. That's always really sad when they cut people. But, you know, it adds drama.
You secretly like it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's time for you to cut.
Evil.
I know.
Give me something to talk about.
I know, exactly. Well, first off, they had their calendar shoot, which is... like an iconic calendar. They do it every single year, and it's such a privilege to be in it, and especially on the cover. And they had their in the Bahamas, first of all. Like, what?
What?
And she mentioned the episode is called, what's called Success is Such a, what, Success is Such a, Such Hard Work.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're in the Bahamas.
So hard.
Did you see those positions that they had to strike and pose? Those were difficult.
That is true. One of the girls even said, if you're not very uncomfortable, your pose probably doesn't look good.
Right.
I feel like it's true.
Because they were twisting and moving.
Twist.
Yeah. Stick it
out. Make sure that side ab shows a little bit. Yes.
Well, flex every muscle.
Exactly. They have their swimsuit fitting photo shoot first, which I thought was interesting because that's how you know how serious they take this. Because it's not just, okay, put these swimsuits on and get out there and do it. But they had a legit photo shoot just for fittings. And did you see they even had a backdrop that looked like a beach?
Right. Because they have to see how the swimsuits are going to look on the beach.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, that's crazy. And they had a bunch of swimsuits that came from all around the world. They were saying Canada. What else were they saying?
Australia.
Yes. Yeah, so they have a ton
of designers. Like every designer wants their art, their product showcased by these beautiful women who are, you know, aspiring to be Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. So, yeah, it makes sense. But, I mean, I loved the fact that these women, they were trying on these swimsuits, and they had to feel comfortable. I mean, they had like 100 people in the room, you know, stirring them up and down and judging how they looked.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine being in that position? Well, I'm sure you can because you've been there.
Yes, through pageants, for sure. Having to get on stage in a bikini is not an easy task, for sure. And it really just takes so much confidence to be able to do that. So I do commend the girls for that. And you have done did you do a calendar shoot when you were on Pro Team?
I didn't do a counter shoot, but we did shoots for, like, posters and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Which also I thought was funny because one of the girls was like, oh, I'm not used to wearing, I'm, like, half naked. I'm like, you're, Like, their cheerleading uniforms are not very much more fabric than those bathing suits. So I'm like, I feel like it's kind of similar, except maybe your butt's covered a little bit more.
Right.
But, like, for the most part, I mean, the uniforms are pretty tiny.
Right. I thought something that was really cool, they had a guy named Brad, and he is the belt designer for the actual costume that they wear on the field. So they wanted to make a swimsuit that was custom for DCC, and it was really cute. Did you guys think it was cute?
Yeah, the suit of armor.
Yeah, it's like Wonder Woman.
But if I was in that swimsuit and he came next to me with one of his little trinkets, I'd be like, watch your hand, buddy.
Right.
Watch your hand. A little too close. But I guess you'd have to be used to that, right?
Right. And the girl that wore that swimsuit, I think her name was Lacey, and I saw that she was on the team for 5 years. So she's hoping to be on the cover this year. But you never know, because they were saying the girl that just did her first photo shoot did really well, too.
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if she was actually on the front cover.
Yeah.
I think they did that strategically, though. They gave Lacey, because even they said that she would be great to be on the cover, like very deserving of it. So they gave her that special bathing suit.
Mm.
So now it's just up to her to nail the shot.
Right.
So hopefully she got it.
Right. Hopefully. I mean, I guess we could Google it.
I guess we could if we wanted to spoil it.
No, exactly. Hello. You've got to build the suspense.
Have you guys ever seen a DCC calendar?
I haven't, actually.
Yeah.
No, I've seen something similar. The Miami Dolphins cheerleaders, I've seen their calendar before, but not the DCC girls. I'm excited to see this one.
And they said that they're going to go from about 40,000 pictures to only 60 to be published, which is insane. So imagine just sitting there and clicking, no, not that one, that hair is out of place, this, this, and this, to get down to 60 pictures.
How long do you think that takes?
Hours, probably days for sure.
Because I try to go through pictures on my phone and it'll be like maybe 100 pictures. It takes me a long time.
Yeah. And even just choosing an Instagram picture to post, I have like 30 pictures like of a selfie, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, 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 nope.
You're like, oh, is my head like this or is it like this?
And then you have like your final couple and then you may send them to your friend and be like, which one's better? Which filter? So and that's just for Instagram.
Right.
I don't even got that many followers. So imagine being a DCC cheerleader and having to put out a calendar.
But Miss Kelly, you know she doesn't play. I mean, if it's up to her, you know, she's going to go through, no, not good enough. Just check it off with the red little marker. So, you know, this isn't her first rodeo. She's gonna mark through and come up with those 60 pretty fast.
I'm sure she will. And since they were in the Bahamas, they had some fun, too. We saw that they were with feeding stingrays and something like that. Could you guys ever do that? Have you ever done that before?
I've never done it, but I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
I love animals.
I think I would be terrified.
You know what? I will have to say, though, I have a new favorite DCC cheerleader.
Oh.
Kashira.
Okay,
that's her surname. She's really funny. She was the one that was like, do you have food over there? Well, I'm going where the food ain't.
She's the veteran. She's the one that she taught the actual.
I love her.
Choreography. Yeah.
Yes.
She is. She's vibrant.
Yeah. I like her personality too. That was funny.
Yeah.
That would be me. I'm like, no, I'm not going over there. And just to say, you want to feed stingrays today? Like that sentence alone should not be a thing.
Why? You don't like
scary
stingrays?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. No. I don't think
You don't even know what you don't know.
I don't even know. Animals scare me, honestly, unless it's like a cute little puppy or dog.
What if it was a baby stingray?
That could be kind of cute. It's a baby.
It could be really cute. Have you ever seen a baby stingray? They're pretty cute.
Okay, back to the cheerleading.
Right.
Sorry. No, but what I think is funny is the dynamic of, are these women trying to impress Kelly? Because they kind of have this one-on-one time with Kelly in this group setting to kind of impress her and be friendly with her. So, you know, do they feel like they have to be in the water at the stingrays putting on a smiley face in order to get into, you know, Kelly's good graces? Or do they feel comfortable enough to be real if they didn't want to and say, I'm staying on the sand?
Probably depends on how long they've been on the team and how comfortable they are with Kelly and Judy. Because if it's like your first time on a trip with them, then you want to seem like, okay, I'm down.
Right.
I'll do what you guys are all doing.
Right.
Because then you don't want them to correlate that with, oh, she's not a team player.
Exactly.
So it's like, honestly, it was my first time. I'm going to be in the ocean with the stingrays.
Right. I'm going to be out there.
Yeah, because I'm like, there's all these rookies trying to take my spot. I'm going to be in the ocean with the stingrays.
Yeah.
For sure.
But Kelly was really obsessed with the sharks. I feel like if anybody was really trying to impress her, they would have got, like, in there next to the sharks.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, that's true. Something that was really funny about the that whole trip was when the girl was giving the other girl advice about the pictures, and she said to say prune.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
So when you say prune, you get this little pucker, like, duck lips. Uh-huh. And it looks like sexy. A sexy thing.
Let's try it, ladies. Let's try it.
Prune. It reminds me of, like, when you're doing this face, like...
You know what's funny, though?
Oh, wow. That actually works pretty well. Did you do that? How do you do that? This.
Like...
Oh, yeah. Like, sexy.
It looks like injections.
No, but I actually heard the prune thing. That wasn't the first time I've heard that. I heard that a long time ago from Mary Kay and Ashley. I read something that they did that because, you know, they would always pose together and they would both be like,
oh, wow.
And I heard that that's what they did. So I had started doing that for some photo shoots, but I feel like I never executed it that well.
Right.
So I stopped.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Prune. Well, next up, they had their first meeting, and Judy and Kelly had a lot of things to say, but I think we have something to say as well.
That's right. Hey, thank you. You were so smooth with it. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. That's right. From dramas, reality TV, like this one, sci-fi and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So, if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, please. And check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we're going to give you a big shout out. Thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. So they had their first meeting, and one girl drove from New York to Dallas, which she said it took about 36 hours with her mattress.
On the top of
exactly. Proof. And two other girls had school, and so they had to transfer to Dallas to finish up their schooling and credits. And I think that just says a lot about the commitment that these ladies have and that they're really chasing their dreams to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And that's a lot of effort to put in as well.
That's a lot of effort. Changing schools.
Right.
It's a lot of effort.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And you go to your school or you go to your job and you're like, hey, I'm going to be gone. I'm trying to be a cheerleader.
I'm going to be gone. I'm chasing my dream.
For a long time.
Goodbye.
No, that's so real. I mean, the other cheerleader who said that she drives in total like 100 miles a day from her job to practice. I was like, wow. That's wild.
I wonder if they practice that. They must practice at night. Maybe, so people can have jobs and then go to practice.
Mm-hmm. It sounds that way because one of the girls, I think it was Melina, talking about how she is a recruiting coach.
Yeah,
and it almost sounded like she can do that by day, then come to. I mean, they have to be able to make a living at the same time because they're not, I don't know if they're paying them to be at
the camp. That's a good
camp.
I'm going to look into
that. I definitely
that.
Don't think they're paying them to be in training camp.
They might. Yeah. Oh, during training camp.
No, I'm like.
What about during the season?
Yeah,
cheerleaders get paid during the season, but it's not a lot. I think... It's like $150 per home game.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled it last week.
Oh
yeah.
But it's not a lot. It's not like anywhere
where
it should be.
And that's like a prestigious team.
Right.
I know the other
Good
teams
point.
Get paid less than that.
Okay.
Yeah. But definitely not for training camp. So they have to be able to work at the same time to be able to eat.
Right.
Yeah. They actually, wait, what am I saying? Oh, they had the meeting to talk about the training camp because it's an 8-week process, which is pretty long. And they needed to get all the details and minor nicks out and everything. And they had introductions. And I thought something that they did was really cool was they had to make their own personal hashtag to introduce themselves.
Yes.
And so I wanted to try that with you guys. And and what personal hashtag would you make for yourself?
Does it have to be original?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm going to steal Nike's hashtag just do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I feel like you have to go after life like with that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
Like if there's something you want to do, you have to be like, okay, I'll just go do it. Maybe I don't know how to do it, but I'll just try. So that would be mine.
Yeah. That's so funny that you said just try because, so I love
is
Yoda.
Just try?
Mine is saying don't just try. So Yoda says do or do not. There is no try.
Okay.
And so, I've loved that. I've loved that quote for. Thank you. So my hashtag would be do or do not. There is no try.
I like that. I like both of those.
Yeah, I like both of them
too.
Yeah, just do it.
I think mine would be got it gone because my mom and I, every time we go to the gym, when she goes to the gym, she texts me, got it gone.
Yeah.
And when I go to the gym, I text her, got it gone. Yeah. Because it's just like, I got it and I'm gone.
Oh.
So it's just like a quick
well,
way.
Gone, girl.
Yeah, gone, got it gone. And you can do that with honestly anything that you accomplish through your day, any yeah. task that you have to do. And it's like, I got it yeah. and I'm gone. And I'm on to the next.
Yeah, it's like you're just walking through life like, got this.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
I got that.
Got it gone. Got it gone.
Yeah.
Got it gone.
Got it gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to steal that from you.
There you go.
Got it gone.
Got it gone. At the end of today's show, we're like, got it gone. Something that Kelly was saying for in the meeting is that she isn't looking for perfection, but she's looking for progress. And I think that's something that's really important because they're not going to be perfect. It's mm-hmm. the first time in this type of arena. And as all they can really ask for is progression. Mm. And I think that says a lot about the coaches because it shows that they're realistic when it comes to what they're looking for. And the girls, what do you guys think?
No, I think that's fair. You know, because I look at Kelly and the other coaches sort of as like these mother figures, these motherly figures. And, you know, they're a lot warmer than I thought. I thought coaches were supposed to be like kind of sticklers and, you know, chastising, maybe putting them down a little bit here and there, overcritical. But I haven't found Kelly to be that way or any of the other coaches to be that way. So I am delighted to see that and delighted to see that they really are welcoming and comforting when it comes to helping these women achieve their goals.
Yeah, I think as long as people are trying and they see that they're really making an effort. I mean, you can't expect anybody to be perfect. Like, even the veterans, they're not always perfect. They're not right. perfect coaches.
Right, either. Exactly.
You know, you just have to know that everybody is really making an effort to be there, not just like coasting or taking right. it for granted.
And yeah. they're
well, maybe cool. one. Maybe one's coasting, but that I'm sure we're going to touch on that later. One of the legacies.
Uh-oh. Oh, got it. I see where you're going. They're going from 45 girls to a team of 36.
Yeah.
So tell me what you think. So that means only 9 girls will get cut. So would you rather be one of the 9 girls that gets cut
no.
or, of course not. No, of course not. Or would you rather be in a group of people that got cut with more girls? So say like 25 got cut and you guys didn't make it, or just the 9. Would you rather be yeah. like, okay, I made it that far and there's only 9 of us? Or are you thinking, oh man, there's only 9 and I didn't make it?
Yeah. No, that's a good question.
Like,
That's a good question. I mean, it sounds like with 45 going down to 36, there's more of a possibility of actually making it versus, oh, you're cutting 25? I could be in a group of 25. But that's a good question. I'm going to say, yeah, I'd rather be in a group of 9. If
yeah.
I was going to get cut, why not? 9 would be fine. If you're going to get cut, you're going to get cut.
I think right. I would go with the bigger group. Because mm-hmm. when you get down to, like, now, once they cut those 9 people, they're going to be so close. Like, probably just, I don't know, however they score it, but just, like, points away from whatever girl didn't get cut, you know? Because they're all, at this point, like, talented and beautiful and can dance. But also, I feel like I didn't know training camp was 8 weeks,
which is a long time.
2 months, which
yeah.
is a long time. And I would rather just get cut at the beginning so I could go live my life.
When do they make the cut? Do they make
well,
the
they
cut
make
at
it,
the very end?
They make,
or?
It, they make it gradually. So okay. sometimes when they pull the girls into the office, then Judy or Kelly can be like, today's your last day,
okay.
you're cut. So that's why the one of the girls was saying, yeah, she was saying, well, I just don't want to get, I come this far, I don't want to get cut at training camp.
Right.
Because you could make it to the end and not, doesn't mean you made the team because they're still going to bring out the list of the team members.
Okay.
But you can get cut at training camp, which is why there's always so many tears.
Yeah.
Because that is really hard. I think I'd rather just get cut with an, ooh, that's a hard. Because
yes.
it's like, I kind of relate it to pageants. If you're first runner up or you're fourth runner up.
Oh,
so I know
yeah.
some girls, I've heard girls say, I'd rather be fourth runner up because whatever, but first runner-up feels so close.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you're this close to being
yeah.
Miss Universe.
Right.
And then it's like, nah,
yeah.
you're first runner-up.
Because if you're first runner-up, you can be like, oh, I should have beat her. But
yeah.
if you're fourth runner-up, it's like, I could have beat her, I could have beat her, I could have beat No, you couldn't
right.
have.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And have you ever heard the saying, second place is the
first winner,
is the
first loser.
Loser. Yeah.
No,
that's,
I've never heard that.
I heard Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
She would say something like that.
Exactly. I love that they actually did a Where Are They Now segment. They had the alumni, DCC, the cheerleaders come in and, you know, give them inspiration and everything. And they had one girl named Abby that...
Yeah, this was so surprising for me. So, actually, the girl they featured, Abigail Klein, I know her.
How cool is that? I got really excited.
I had to rewind the episode. Hi, Abby. I did not know that you were a DCC alumni. I just thought it was really cool. They highlighted her. She lives here in LA, and she acts and models, and that's where I met her on a model job. And she was literally, like, the nicest person that I've ever met. So I think the fact that she was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader also says a lot for the organization.
Love to hear that story. That's so cool. Yeah.
And it's amazing because it shows how talented these girls are beyond just the field. And they're able to go and accomplish so much more than just with the pom-poms. And that just says a lot about who their team is as a whole. Because they have... doctors and lawyers and whoever on the team, actresses and models, and they're all successful at these jobs along with being a DCC cheerleader. That's why I do enjoy the one that's, I forget her name, but she's a mother.
Tasha.
Okay.
Also and, the cover model.
Yes. Yeah, she's beautiful, but she has a little girl.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Super cute. And I think that she's so proud to show her daughter that you can do anything that you set your mind to. I think that's important to instill in all kids, of course, but especially when you're a cheerleader, sometimes people, they have kids and they feel like they can't do things like that because they're showing their body, they're being like kind of sexy, but you can still be sexy with a kid.
Right.
Like.
No, that's true.
I totally agree with that. Like, people can still live their lives just, I'm living my life and I have a kid.
Right.
But, like, you don't have to stop being cool.
Right.
You can be a cool mom. You can be a hot mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can be a cheerleader mom. Right.
Yes.
Who's the veteran who is helping the women with poses for the swimsuit shoot? She was a mom. She's married.
I think that's her.
She was amazing. She was amazing. She was super sweet and super, like, caring and helping the girls really strike their poses.
She was the one that the girl asked her, how do you keep your face so natural? And she's like, just be natural.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny because I'm like, that's the obvious answer. Yeah. But I get where the girl is coming from. Like, when you get in front of a camera, you can get kind of tense and unnatural.
Yeah.
But she's like, just be yourself.
Just
and
be natural.
Take the picture.
Yeah.
Moving on to training camp, and they had their first rehearsal, which was interesting. I'm sure they were super nervous because that's a lot to take in. You're finally dancing with the veterans. And they're combined together in their cute little uniforms. So I think for a lot of girls, it was overwhelming, which we kind of saw. Overall, how do you think the rookies did?
It looked a little sloppy for the rookies. I mean, when you compared them to the veterans, because they had, like, this clash. They showed the newbies struggling, and then they showed the veterans, like, looking all polished and pretty and together. So, yeah, I was feeling for the newbies, the rookies.
Well, as they should, because the vets have already done that dance probably a million, billion times last season.
It's their signature
or,
one.
Like, I don't, if some of them have been on their 5 seasons, so, like, I don't even know how many times they would have done that dance.
Right.
But, yeah, you could definitely tell.
Yeah.
They were, like, super clean, super all together. I don't know. I didn't think the rookies did that bad, though. Except a couple.
A couple. You can tell a couple were struggling with feeling comfortable with that type of movement. Because if you come from any dance background, it's not necessarily the same as being on a pro team.
Yeah.
So it's the choreography is different, the dynamics different. What they're asking of the ladies could be completely different of what they're used to. So you can kind of see that they're struggling with picking up choreography, which was one of the girls, Melina, her issue that she couldn't pick up choreography. And she was actually on the Jets dance team and she got benched. But Kelly and Judy didn't know that. Was that way she was?
I think they just found out.
While she was in the meeting.
Right.
Right. Because she was hysterically crying. And that was hard to watch because it's like, it's kind of awkward because they're just sitting there like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I opened this can of worms.
Right.
You're like, what do I do? Do I give her a hug?
Yeah.
Do I just sit here and watch her cry?
Right. And I'm sure they're used to that. The girl's crying.
Yeah. But they're okay.
They tried to make her feel better and hopeful by saying, hey, we want you on this team. We want to see you succeed, so get yourself together and come back stronger tomorrow.
I think that was nice of them because I can totally see Melina in a uniform. Yeah. Like, she could have been that picture on the wall behind them, like, in a uniform. Right. She's got a great smile. She's so photogenic. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see her like that. So,
right.
Yeah.
We're rooting for you.
We are. it is difficult because I think she said they learn about 30 routines before game one. So they have 30 routines locked in, even just before the first game. So that's a lot of choreography to remember, and they're expecting you to be borderline perfect by the game.
Yeah, so. Plus I feel like a lot of those dances repeat a lot of the same dance moves. And like you were saying, if you're not used to dancing that kind of style, like with pom-poms also, it's hard to remember that and all the sequences they go to for 30 different dances. Basically probably like having the same dance move just in different sequences.
Right, yeah, which is going to be, it's sometimes harder to have the same type of movement than it's almost harder to learn something super easy than like fast, intricate movement, because at least in fast, intricate movement, it's all different. Mm-hmm. But like you're saying, it's all the same, like one and two, okay, another pivot. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just did that.
Right.
So that's hard.
Do it again.
Right. Every year they have, Judy and Kelly, we were saying, they go into meetings and they pull girls if they need help or encouraging words or whatever the case may be. This week they pull Dayton, the legacy, and Melina, the one we were just talking about. Dayton, she, how do you guys feel about her?
I just like the way you say her name. Dayton.
Dayton. Okay.
Is that how you say it?
It's Dayton, but I've been trying to work on not, because this is like super side note, but I say important.
Yeah.
And people make fun of me.
And you accentuate your
T's. And so I'm like trying to be Dayton instead of Dayton.
You sound like a Jersey girl. Dayton.
Dayton. Hey, Dayton.
And Dayton's legacy, right?
Yes. Yeah, but they were saying that she was not dancing strong enough.
Not enough power.
Yes.
I personally, she's not my favorite. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been my favorite since we started watching. I think she's really cute, but like I feel the same. She doesn't stand out to me when she dances. She doesn't have a lot of like power. Like my eye isn't like drawn to her.
She's kind of, I think it's because of personality too. She's kind of dry. In a way, she's just chilling.
She's just there.
And I'm not saying you have to be perky and like, oh my God, hi guys, you know? But at the same time, you're a cheerleader, so your personality is going to shine through even in costume. Yeah. You can't fake it that much.
Right.
So her personality is kind of just chilling.
You have to be a little more like assertive.
Yeah. So that shows in her dancing as well.
It does. It does. Even when Kelly took a picture of her and said, okay, this is what you look like during practice versus the other girls behind you who are all smiling and being like the cheerleader they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And she was like looking like, okay, seriously, when does practice end?
Right.
So it does kind of feel like she just was born into this life. Her mother's one of the cheerleader coaches. Mm-hmm. It seems like she was just kind of a part of this lifestyle and just is sort of being forced to continue in it. I don't know.
I can relate to that though, because I've been in situations where we're rehearsing and you're supposed to be smiling, but you feel really dumb just standing there smiling, like, even if nothing's going on, even if you're not dancing, like, to just stand here for, like, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours like this all the time.
Right.
It's very unnatural. And you're like, Agreed. Do I still have to smile? I'm so tired.
She'd be the one that Kelly would take a picture of and be like, you need to smile more.
You're like crying inside.
Yeah, every time I had a rehearsal, I was like, oh, I just wanted to. And then when I perform, I would smile, but it's hard to just smile all the time.
That's true.
Like, what if we just smile for the rest of the show?
Yeah.
Like, just talk like this.
It's very robotic. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. It's not natural. But she gotta fake it till she make it, though.
Right. Sure.
You gotta fake it till you get that uniform on, girl.
Right.
Because I'll be smiling all day.
Right.
Like, ching.
There you go.
Hello.
Just take a picture of a smile and glue it to
your face. I'm like, hi, Judy. Hi, Kelly. You know? You got to get on the team.
Teeth.
Right. Exactly. So going back to we're going to do a fun little thing. Going back to their calendar shoot, they had to be, you know, fit, looking good, ready. Because that's a huge part of being on the team is being that little bitty costume. Woo! So what are some ways that you guys stay summer ready or get summer ready? Or do you have some tips for our viewers?
Listen, I was taking tips myself from these cheerleaders. And when they brought on Clay, the little personal trainer / nutritionist, Cade. I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. The little portion control that for me, what I try to do, if I know I'm going to be in a swimsuit anytime, it's just protein. I skip the carbs.
Mm. Oh, I thought you were going to say, I just don't eat.
Well, no. No, I just try to eat the protein and cut out mashed potatoes.
That's smart.
And rolls, cinnamon rolls. No cinnamon rolls.
Oh, Cinnabon.
Why would you say
no,
that?
No.
But when you walk in the mall, like Cinnabon or Auntie
yeah. Anne's.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's always the pretzels that get me.
That smells so good.
So good.
I used to buy them as like a reward once I was done shopping.
Yeah.
Like, rewarding myself for shopping.
Spending all this money, let me just get a Cinnabon.
bathing suit tips for me. Whenever I have a photo shoot that's like at the beach, I'm not recommending this. It's not probably that healthy, but I try not to eat for the whole day. Because sometimes
cleanse.
It's like,
she didn't say that.
Sometimes it's like a sunset. If it's at sunset, I'll have to juices or like a smoothie or something like liquid. And then I'll do the photo shoot. And then true story afterwards, then I'll go to In-N-Out and just smash some burgers and fries.
Yes.
Why don't you just go to Smashburger then?
I don't know.
Oh.
That was corny, but I loved it.
I know some people, before they do like a bodybuilding contest, they don't drink water because you retain water. So you got to look tight and right. Yeah, which is...
So you look dehydrated?
Right.
It's like...
Basically. That was the other thing I was going to say, actually. I've heard that too. Or people will drink a lot of water, and then a couple days before the competition, they'll cut the water
completely.
Wow, that's something
and makes
new.
Your muscles stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my tips would be, I guess I just kind of, when I'm trying to get fit, is kind of portion my meals out. Mm. I have usually one cheat day, and you can't cheat the whole day, guys. It's just one meal. Because I know some people, they have cheat days, and it's like cinnamon rolls for breakfast, in and out for lunch, McDonald's, cold stone for dessert. And it's like, that is just not going to work. You get one meal, guys, one cheat meal, and then you're back to it.
What's your favorite cheat meal?
Ooh, everything. I like In-N-Out. Even though I don't eat red meat, I get the grilled cheese. But
they have grilled cheese?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's just spread, tomato, onion, and some cheese.
With no hamburger?
No
chicken?
Yeah.
No chicken?
They don't got chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Chick-fil-A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I only eat the burger when I go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, they have no
but
chicken.
I wouldn't go to In-N-Out if I wasn't eating a hamburger. So,
right.
Okay.
Right. Hey. Well, I hope you guys take these tips because we're just so fit over here, clearly.
Not quite. I got some work to do.
So now I have some news and gossip for you guys.
Okay.
TV news. So Dallas Cowboys football team had their first football game, which only means that the team is out and about. So if you look it up or you see it, it's all over the internet, you can see who the team is. But, of course, I'm not going to say anything because for the integrity of the show, we can't know who the team is. But I do know because I suck and I looked it up. And there are some surprises, so make sure you guys keep watching this show.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat like me.
Watch it in order.
Does Melina make it?
Who?
Does Dayton?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want any spoilers here, you guys.
I don't even know who that is. Just kidding. Well, just wait and see. Yeah, I know. I couldn't wait and see because I went on and looked on Instagram. Yeah.
Don't now you have insider information. Now all of our next talks, you're going to have an edge.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look.
Yeah, they're better than me. I couldn't help it. It was just I saw the post and I was like.
Gotta see.
And I'm zooming in on the face and I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
She made it. She didn't make it. She made it.
Mm. I know. Yeah, don't be like me. Wait on it, guys. It's worth the wait. So what are you guys' predictions for next week?
Always forget about predictions. You can go first.
Well, thank you very much. Who is the blonde legacy?
Victoria?
Yes.
I am predicting, you already know, but I'm predicting that we're going to see her push through and thrive and do something exciting next week and make the team.
I'm going to predict that Lacey gets the cover. I don't know if that's going to be in the next episode.
That'd be awesome
pictures to go through.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm predict that she makes the cover, and I think Dayton might be one of the first ones to get cut.
My predictions are, I think someone's going to get cut next week. Because you can, they have to, just for viewer's sake, you know? That sounds horrible.
Well, let's see. There's 9 people that are going to get cut, and we have like 9 episodes left.
Yeah. Someone definitely will get cut next week. Because also, they see a lot more than what they're showing us. Mm-hmm. So it might look harsh to us, like, oh, they got cut already?
Yeah.
But they've seen so much from them where it's like, okay, clearly you're not going to be on this team. So mm-hmm. let me just cut you now. So I think they're going to make a cut next week. But I don't know who it is.
Do you think it's going to be a rookie or a vet? It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, it's like, it's going to be a rookie. I don't think they'll cut a veteran until, like, later down. On. Because I don't think the rookies have proved themselves enough to outbeat a vet. Like, it's like, oh, that person's so good where they need to take a vet spot. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've reached that point yet. So next week will probably be a rookie if someone is cut.
I think you're probably right. Yeah. Good predictions.
Thanks. Yeah. Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Alrighty. That is it for today. Thank you so much for watching this and staying tuned and keeping up with Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. And we will be back next week for the episode 5, which is when they get the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader look. So they're going to get makeovers. That's the best. That's my favorite part. I love that part.
Hair is going to be chopped.
Yeah. Oh, hair colors, everything. So I can't wait for that. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much. Once again, I'm Imani Blackman. You can find me at Imani_Blackman.
I'm Julana Dizon. You can find me on Instagram at Julana.
And I'm Stefan Chase. You can find me on the gram at Polka930.
See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.